Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking about France with Gary Ginsberg trying to cut down on farm pesticides. I should say, one of these days we will do a show that was asked by one of our listeners who heard that I was in La Quinta and said, are you worried about desert-related diseases such as coccidiomycosis, or if you're going to the Mideast to get that desert warmth in the winter, what do I have to know about MERS, that is Mideast Respiratory Syndrome, and what precautions do I take? I'm going to talk about that in detail because we may miss one or two of these shows live, although I'm going to try and do it because I will be going to the Mideast to do some work when the Cleveland Clinic is opening up, Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi, which is this magnificent hospital in the Mideast that is high-tech and beautiful to look at. And I'll be going to a couple of the countries there trying to talk about it a little bit. But first, and I'm trying to do it in the winter, obviously, because in the summer it's awful darn hot there, but in the winter it's perfect. And we'll talk about MERS and other diseases that you get in the desert, such as coccidiomycosis. But right now, France has an opposite problem. It's trying to cut down on farm pesticide use. Now, Gary, you told me it was going to cut pesticides by 50% by 2025, if I remember what you're saying before.
Exactly.
That's
the goal, Mike. And what we have seen in this country and now what we're seeing in France are initiatives that say we're not sure what the worst pesticide is, what's the most toxic. We know that pesticides have been associated with things like childhood leukemia in some studies, with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in farmers. And we don't know which pesticides might be the worst, might be the causative agent. So countries like France or some towns and states are saying, use less. And we're using much less, I know, in Connecticut now at schools, around play yards. And Connecticut's banned pesticide use is banned at elementary and middle schools. Because, again, just
now,
the...
That's not a voluntary ban. That's a hard ban.
It's a hard ban, yeah, unless there's, you know, some real emergency, like an outbreak of termites that might take down the school, and then everybody would get fair warning and the kids wouldn't be around. But in general, you know, none of this cosmetic kind of spraying to hold down the weeds and et cetera. So what France is doing on these, almost like a mandate to their farm industry, we can do better, stop contaminating groundwater, stop poisoning yourself, because sprayers get the most exposure, and the spray families and the kids of spray families tend to have the greatest exposure. So there are smarter ways to do agriculture in the, you know, this 21st century. So anyway, that's what's going
now,
on.
Someone named Sylvia just
that's a ripple effect.
Someone named Sylvia just emailed me and said, Sylvia says she goes to the warm weather in the winter too. Why don't we talk about the toxicity of what's in the snowplows, how snowplows burn diesel or whatever they burn, and also are there toxins in the salt or whatever else they use?
Well, yeah, salting roads is certainly a concern for people who are on private wells or small public supplies. We've seen sodium show up in people's wells, and that could be an issue if you've got high blood pressure. Chloride levels could be high. Magnesium levels can be on the high side. Many of these kinds of elements are natural to the diet, so the levels have to get pretty high in the water for it to make much of a difference.
Are they using things other than sodium, other than salt now?
No, the other chemicals do not make it to the water table that much. We don't see them show up. The main ones that show up are sodium and chloride and magnesium.
PCOS. PCOS. What is it? And what is it caused by something we're doing in the environment?
Yeah, well, that's the natural question. Nobody really has a great explanation.
Well, first, let's define PCOS.
Being overweight. So PCOS is polycystic ovary syndrome. And it's a metabolic / hormonal disorder in which around adolescence, teenage girls just have hormonal abnormalities. They may have difficulty having periods. They may have more of a androgenic or male characteristics. They may have some hair around the lip. The female hormones just are not kicking in properly. And we think that there are some exposures early in life that may trigger an imprinting of that, what we call a phenotype. And so the science is still emerging on it. Treatment is often in a hormonal direction for these subjects. And the study out of China to try to get at what might be an environmental contributor to PCOS. And this is not a small problem. This is the number one endocrine disorder in adolescent teenage girls. So this is a large number of people that we're talking about. And so they studied it in China. They looked for correlations in 169 women to PCOS, and they did a full survey of what kinds of things they ate and did. And the thing that jumped out of this paper at me, and this is a hypothesis generating study, but the thing that jumped out was eating plastic packaged food. Mike, this had an odds ratio of 45. We think an odds ratio of 2 or 3 is, you know, you sit up and you take notice. An odds ratio.
Let's tell people what an odds ratio is. An odds ratio of 2 or 3 means it's twice or 3 times more common if you do that habit. So 45, if you eat plastic food or food contained in plastic, you had 45 times the risk of getting PCOS as if you ate none. Is that what you're saying?
That, according to this study, was highly statistically significant finding, but it was only in 169 women. But that was the odds ratio for that finding in this study. So, in other words,
tell us more about the plastic food. What do you mean by food in plastic?
Eating plastic packaged food. So that would be food that comes in. Pretty much, I believe what they were getting at in the study is food that you cook in plastic. So you heat it up inside the wrapper, whether it's in a microwave or in a boil-in-a-bag container on the stove. You're getting a dose of plasticizer there that could be correlated with this hormonal syndrome.
So Joan has sent us an email all of a sudden, and she says, does food in plastic mean the things I take out that they put in plastic from either restaurants or the gourmet section of my grocery store?
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's packaged hot in the plastic, that would be the greatest concern. So if it's coming from the restaurant as hot food, that they're then putting it in a plastic takeaway container. And if you're doing that all the time, that would be a concern or frequently.
I'm going to have to tell my friend Lisa, who gets a lot of food that way. And also, I would think that all the gourmet places in supermarkets put it into that plastic, even though it ends up in the deli ice shelf, that they probably put it in warm. When it's still warm, it's much easier than cooling it first.
Some of the stores don't use plastic. Some of them will use a lined paper material to package the food in.
Gary, we got to do more of this next week when you're back again on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. Spectacular as usual. We'll be right back on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news! Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.